This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reviewed infrastructure projects worth 30,000 crore rupees at the 53rd Pragati meeting in New Delhi yesterday. The Prime Minister stressed the need to explore common utility corridors for infrastructure services wherever feasible, particularly while planning major transport and infrastructure projects. Mr. Modi called upon ministries and states to examine such integrated approaches at the planning stage itself, keeping in view their technical and economic feasibility. He said that the speed of execution must be accompanied by uncompromising quality. Delhi government will hand over the approval letters to 4,000 eligible women beneficiaries under the Delhi Lakshmi Yojana today. Under the scheme, eligible women will receive financial assistance of 2,500 rupees every month. The Delhi government has informed that more than 9,13,000 women have registered for the scheme so far, and over 6,52,000 applications have been finally submitted. The government said that the financial assistance will be credited directly to women beneficiaries' bank accounts from the 1st of next month. Canada has struck back at the U.S. with retaliatory tariffs on about $20 billion worth of American goods, including steel, dairy products, appliances and farm equipment, as the trade war between the two countries escalated sharply, a report.
The new tariffs extend well beyond industrial goods, hitting everyday purchases such as seafood, cheese, clothing, cosmetics, and toilet paper. With some facing duties as high as 50%, the tariffs will be implemented from September 8, even as U.S. tariffs already came into place on Saturday. Canada's finance minister said Ottawa's tariff will match U.S. level. Canada's retaliation came after the Trump administration imposed 50% tariffs over the weekend on Canadian goods following the collapse of trade negotiation. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney accused Washington of trying to subordinate Canada. Vishal Kumar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
India and China have agreed to continue their work in seeking a political settlement of the boundary question in the context of their overall and long-term interests. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval highlighted the importance of maintaining peace and tranquility in the India-China border areas for the continued development and progress of bilateral ties between the two countries. Mr. Doval was co-chairing the 25th round of the Special Representative's talks on the India-China boundary question with Chinese Foreign Affairs Minister Wang Yi in Beijing yesterday. The Union Home Ministry has officially notified Keralam as the new name for the southern state of Kerala, which came into effect from yesterday, that is the 25th of August. This notification follows the passage of the Kerala Alteration of Name Bill in the Lok Sabha on 11th of August and in the Rajya Sabha the next day. Earlier this month, President Draupadi Murmu gave assent to a bill to rename Kerala as Keralam, turning the legislation into a law. Keralites across the globe are celebrating Thiruvonam, most auspicious day of Onam. Thiruvonam celebrations began with Onapukkalam, the traditional floral carpet made to welcome the legendary King Mahabali. This harvest festival is celebrated by Keralites, irrespective of caste and religion. Home Minister Amit Shah has extended greetings to the people of Kerala on the occasion of Onam. Sharing a social media post, Mr. Shah prayed that this joyous occasion usher in a year filled with peace, prosperity and well-being for all. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to the countrymen on the occasion of Onam and Milad-un-Nabi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed hope that this occasion furthers togetherness and joy all around the world. He wished that the spirit of kindness and giving back to the society always guide the countrymen. On to sports. Indian Grandmaster R. Pragyanand cruised into the finals of the Grand Chess Tour's last leg after a 19-9 win over Germany's Vincent Kramer in St. Louis, U.S. Having won the second classical game, the Indian enjoyed a huge lead of 6 points coming into the final day on which games of shorter duration were played. Pragyanand will take on pre-event favorite and defending champion Fabiano Caruana of the U.S. in the event finale. And that is the end of this news bulletin.